Good morning, Emmanuel, and a very warm welcome to you all, and to anyone who is visiting us for the first time, and also those listening to us on the Tate Ministry during the coming week. Please make yourself known to any of the elders after the service and by signing the visitor's book located in the church porch. Our service this morning is being led by Alicia Palmer from Christchurch. Thank you, Alicia, and look forward to hearing your message to us. Our reading today is Wally Knight, and our prayers of intercession will be led by David Ledbetter. There are no extra notes except those listed in the weekly news, but I would like to remind the congregation that there is a church meeting after today's service, which you are all kindly invited to attend, which I will be chairing. So beware. I've been notified that there are some prayer journals available at the back of the church, if anybody would like one, just take one. They've come from Christchurch, apparently, according to Helen. So if you would like one of these, they have one at the back of the church. I will now light the Christ candle and the peace candle, after which we will have a moment's reflection before the start of the day's service. Thank you.
Good morning. It's a real pleasure to be with you today. Thank you for inviting me. As the Elder said, I'm Elsa Palmer. I'm the lay minister from Christchurch and St Mary's, and I bring greetings from that congregation on today. It's Trinity Sunday. So let's just have a moment of quiet as we prepare to worship. The grace, love, and fellowship of God surrounds us today and always. So come, let us journey together in the adventure of worshipping God, the Holy Three in One. Living God, you invite us to go on the adventure with you. Meet us today as we come to worship you. May we rest in your giant arms and know your presence with us. May we find safety and security there. Raise us up that we may find strength when we are weary, and energy when we are faint, so we never fail to praise your holy name. Amen. So, let's start with a good Trinity hymn. It's number 34, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
So we continue in prayer. Loving God,
we have come to worship you.
Help us to remember that you are here with us. May we pray to you in faith, sing your praise in gratitude, and listen to your word with eagerness through Christ our Lord. Amen. We now come to the time when we pray for forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we come before you aware of our shortcomings and weaknesses. Lord Jesus, following you does not guarantee an easy life. We are sorry when our human condition takes over and we fight using our own efforts. We are sorry for the times we retaliate when others are hurtful to us. We are sorry for relying on our own ideas and neglecting the wisdom of the Spirit's guidance. We are sorry for all the excuses we offer to get out of things you ask us to do. We are sorry for letting you down, for our complacency. We know some things can't wait and that you call for action. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to centre our life on you, heeding the urgency of your call. And now the assurance of forgiveness. Lord Jesus, thank you that you took action when it was needed. You suffered on the cross where our sins were held by you. We are forgiven. You paid the price for all our wrongdoing and set us free from the power of sin. Let us live in that freedom. Amen. And together we say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now for the first of our two Bible readings.
The first reading this morning is taken from Romans chapter 5 and verses 1 to 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
And now we'll have our second hymn, and it's number 406.
The second reading this morning is taken from John chapter 16 and verses 12 to 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. So as I said at the beginning, today is Trinity Sunday, and the dictionary definition of Trinity is a union of three parts. And many things come in threes: blind mice, wise men, little pigs and bears, and even lions on the front of football shirts. So that's more likely to be a Simon comment than me. Stories traditionally have a beginning, a middle, and an ending. There are three primary colours. And while I was training to be a lay minister, I was taught about the value of a three-point sermon. I'm not sure I still know anything about that, but I did learn it. But we believe in one God, a bit like a sort of pyramid, three sides, but one entity. However, God has different relationships with us, different facets, like the faces of the pyramid. There is God the Father, the creator of the world that we read about in the Old Testament. There is God the Son, the man, Jesus, who lived and died and rose again, and who walked on this earth like us. And there is God the Holy Spirit, the inspirational power which guides us and works in us. I think these are the three channels in which God shows himself to us and through which he relates to us. Although the pyramid is a useful way of explaining the Trinity, three separate sides but one object, in many ways, the picture we get from both our readings is just how very interwoven Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are. Not necessarily God above us, Jesus next to us, and the Spirit within us, but God using all three relationships separately and woven together to make himself known to us. In our first reading, Paul talks of having peace with God through Jesus Christ, and then continues that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, God being with us in different ways. I know some people find the idea of the Trinity difficult, and I found this explanation by the theologian and writer David Cunningham very helpful. He suggests that we picture God as the source, a wellspring of living water, so maybe picture a river. We start at the source, eternal and original, God the Father. This generates a spring, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and this overflows as living, moving water which brings life, God, the Holy Spirit. Rivers are life-giving, providing precious water and bringing life to the area through which they flow. We know our lives are changed forever by knowing God and having him in our lives. And water makes land fruitful, and the gift of the Holy Spirit grows in us as we are open to God. I must admit that the idea of the Trinity, three in one, has never really worried me, and in many ways I find it helpful in appreciating just what an awe-inspiring God we worship. Having faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, gives understanding to the rough and tumble of life. And thinking of one being with different roles or different ways of relating and reaching out led me to think about our church buildings, one building, and how God uses it through us to connect and relate with people. Obviously in the partnership, well, we've actually got four buildings, but if you count Christchurch with St Mary's, we've got three buildings, so it's a bit more Trinitarian. And our buildings help us to relate to people in different ways. Obviously, I know Christchurch best, but I'm sure much of what I say holds true for you at Emmanuel as well. Now, many of us come to church to worship God at services on Sundays and maybe in the week. For us, it's a holy place, like last week's Pentecost partnership celebration here. And some of us come at times of great joy with weddings and baptisms, and times of great sorrow at a funeral, a place where we are among friends and can share our emotions. Some people come to events that we put on, or sometimes others put on in our buildings, from talks to slideshows, concerts of many different sorts, choral to jazz, many supporting charities. And then at Christchurch we have our beer festival. It's an event that's quite hard to describe, really. It's good-humoured and relaxed, yet buzzing with energy. Many of us from Christchurch chat with the people who've never been in there before and who are absolutely amazed that we, the church, had organised it. I'm not sure they thought that we ever had fun in church. Christchurch was still and is still very much God's house, but it was full of people who had little or no connection to our faith, and it was an opportunity to show these people a warm welcome. One building with many uses, many ways of relating to people. The Trinity shows how different aspects make one whole entity, like a team with many players. Marriages are all about teamwork, each person with different strengths, but working together to be one couple. And we think of all the weddings coming up this summer, and we know that God will be part of their team, unseen but definitely felt. So God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, and an awe-inspiring team. I find Celtic Christianity, and especially the Iona community, very helpful in my faith journey. And to end, I'd like to share the last verse of a poem by Pat Bennett from Iona, and the poem is called Wayfaring. The Trinity, the three, go with you as you travel, and may your journey begin, continue, and end in them. Amen. We're going to sing another hymn now, and it's number 67, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. we're going to be led in our prayers.
Let us pray. Creator Spirit, as we look at your creation and see our mistreatment, our squandering of resources, and the scars we have left on the land, we pray that you create in us an eagerness to care for the world, whether it is as small as sorting out recycling or as big as investing in green technology. May we be as enthusiastic as you for all creation. Jesus, Son of God, as we see the brokenness of the world, the pain humanity inflicts on each other, and the wars that rage, we pray that you fill us with an urgency to share your gift of forgiveness, made possible by your Son, Jesus' self-giving. May we be instruments of peace and encouragers of grace within the communities we serve. O Lord, our Father, as we see the tangle of lies in the world, governments weaving false narratives to fulfill personal wants or power, and to use the use of dishonestness to gain status, we pray that you compel us to see the truth that your Son brought to us, and that we may be advocates of justice. Stir us into action to make the world a fairer place, where no one feels marginalized. Spirit of wisdom, it is easy to rush in, to make quick decisions, to do what we believe is best without considering the consequences. In our eagerness to care, our urgency to share, and our advocacy of justice, shower us with your wisdom so that we may discern what is best and serve you rightly in the world. And as we pray for things where we can bring about change, we offer those places, people, situations which weigh heavily on our hearts and minds, where the breath of your Spirit needs to be inhaled, lessening anxieties, calming fears, bringing healing and hope. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, fill our lives and the life of the world, now and always. Amen.
Now the time for our offertory. Lord, we offer you these, our gifts. Help us to use them to build your kingdom here in Swindon and throughout our world. Amen.
Amen.
Let's join together in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen. So now we come to our last hymn, number 574, Go Forth and Tell. So we come to our final blessing. May God, the Holy Trinity, make us strong in faith and love, defend us on every side, and guide us in truth and peace. And the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and all who we pray for, today and always. Amen.